Jesus has a table spread where disciples are fed. He invites his chosen people. Call it, come and die. You may feel all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry, call it now, come and die. The disciples came to learn the soul. Upon the fire, does it satisfy the hungry every time? Come in, down. Feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the assembled be, it will be a glorious sight. All the saints in spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast. Eternally, come and die. Come and die. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry, call it now. Come and die.
Amen. Amen. If you came for feast, you are here on the right place. Amen. Let's worship the Lord. Paul and Silas, they worshipped. Let's worship you. Don't wait for your neighbor. In prison is chained with bleeding strife. Paul and Silas prayed at night. And in their pain began to sing. Their chains were loose and they were free. I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name. I bless your name. Some midnight hour, if you should find you're in the prison in your mind, reach out
and praise, divine dolce. In Jesus' name, I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name. I bless your name. So if you find that in your life you're in the midst of time, reach out by faith to heights unknown, and you will find you're not alone. I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the life, the truth, the way. I bless your name. I bless your name. So if you find that in your life you're in the prison, reach out by faith, if I, and you will find you're not alone. I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name. I bless your name. I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the life, the truth, the way. I bless your name. I bless your name.
May God richly bless you. You may be seated for a while. I would like to greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm happy to be among you this morning and share with you the word of God. Last time, Pastor Andrew was saying that every time I come, I should announce myself that I'm coming so that I can preach straight away. thank you, Pastor, for your trust in me, but you must know that I need also to sit down and listen. I was very blessed by your teaching last Sunday, so you see, we need also to come and sit down so that we can help ourselves to be built up by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Because the ministry is there to edify first the ministry, yes, then the body. That's what Ephesians 4 said. Amen. So I want also to thank you, Pastor, for the stars you put in me to give me your pulpit, and also to thank you for being the first brother to give me a gift for my 50th birthday. Amen. May God bless you. I'll turn 50 this coming Thursday. So I'm supposed to fly back home on Tuesday because the church back home wanted to me to be there for this occasion. But one of my assistants, pastor there, is very sick. And he has been like a father to me when I crossed to Congo for missionary work there. And I would like him to be at the party. So that's why I think maybe I'll cancel and wait until he's okay, then I can fly back. And also Joseph and Gideon will be leaving for Malaysia also on Tuesday. I don't know, I thought the time will be maybe coach sufficiently enough to take over the piano or the keyboard, but it didn't do that. But and I would like to ask the church to pray for them as they'll be going back for 1 year and a half to complete their study there, and then they'll come back to us. So maybe we didn't practice, so I'll surprise them. I want just them to come in front and we'll sing a French song. Amen. For you. Maybe I've sang it once, but yeah. Joseph, come. And Gideon, you know, Sharon, we didn't practice, but we'll try. It's a song I like a lot. Speaking about divine love. He said, nothing unclean will make it. Only perfect love will make it in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. So, yeah, okay. Rien d'impur n'entrera dans le royaume de Jésus. Seul l'amour parfait entrera dans le royaume de Jésus. Rien d'impur n'entrera dans le royaume de Jésus. Seul l'amour parfait entrera dans le royaume de Jésus. Amour agapao. Oui, j'appellerai chaque frère mon bien-aimé en Jésus. Oui, j'appellerai chaque sœur ma bien-aimée en Jésus. Oui, j'appellerai chaque frère mon bien-aimé en Jésus. Oui, j'appellerai chaque sœur ma bien-aimée en Jésus. Amour divin. Amour agapao.
chantons,
amour,
nous disons,
amour,
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 amour divin,
amour,
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 amour agapa.
Nous chantons,
amour,
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 amour divin. Amour,
amour agapa.
Puis-je accorder à mon bien-aimé un vrai pardon en Jésus? Puis-je accorder à ma bien-aimée un vrai pardon en Jésus? Puis-je accorder à mon bien-aimé un vrai pardon en Jésus? Oui, j'accorde à ma bien-aimée un vrai pardon en Jésus. Amour,
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 amour divin.
Amour,
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 amour agapa.
Nous disons
amour,
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 amour.
Amour divin,
amour,
amour,
amour agapao. Amen. Amen. I like the last verse which says that I'd like to give to every beloved a true forgiveness. Amen. I'd like to forgive everyone. Amen. I call brother and sister. Amen. Amen. If we have a perfect love, we have to forgive.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, I'd like to invite you, if you don't mind, to stand on your feet and read the word of God. In Matthew chapter 21, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we'd like to thank you once again for this privilege you gave us, Lord, to appear into your presence.
Amen.
We believe, Lord, this morning that you'll come down and speak to every one of us.
Amen.
Come and take control of my being, Lord, my thoughts, and paralyze all my senses. Put me aside and speak to your people. We like, Lord, to ask for the Holy Ghost to come and take this word and quicken them to our souls, Lord. As we'll go out of this place, let's say each, everyone saying that Lord has blessed my soul and my heart was burning within myself as was imparting his divine presence to me. In Jesus Christ's name we ask. Amen.
Amen.
Chapter 21, from verse 1. And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, and were come to Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway you shall find an ass tied. And they called with her, Loose them, and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, you shall say, The Lord have need of them. And straightway he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell you, the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass, and a colt the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garment in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strove them in the way. And the multitude that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was coming to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. You may be seated. May God bless his word. I want to speak on what is the attraction on this mountain. Every one of us is used to this subject. The prophet brought it to us. And it's such a blessing, so I want just to come. You know, the message is so deep and so rich that we can't just dig everything out of it. Amen. So sometimes God will lead you just in a small portion of it. And when you come back, you'll see something else. Amen. Amen. So the prophet brought this subject, what is the attraction on the mountain? And he said, when Jesus was coming on the earth, there were three groups of people. Amen. 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 He said, while we see other people shouting, screaming, happy, rejoicing, there were also another group which was asking itself some questions, not understanding what was going on. So others were wondering, what was the matter with these people running from gate to gate? So this group, which was happy, were running from gate to gate. There was such an attraction. And they would look this way and look that way to find out, looked like they were looking for something under expectation of something going to happen. As you know that if you expect something, you'll get it. You just get what you expect. And whatever you can get from this meeting, it's actually the product of the result of your expectation. You don't receive anything from the preacher. The same preacher can bless someone and can curse another one. It's up to your expectation. Whatever you expect this morning, you'll get it. Amen. And we believers of the message, we should take the message as also a principle of life. Yes. When the prophet said, you receive what you expect, we should condition ourselves in such a way that we start expecting good things. Yes. Amen. Yes. We must be in that condition, conditioning yourself to expect the best. Can you say amen? Amen? Do you believe that? Yes. And from the Bible and the message, you can see that nothing from outside can affect you. Yes. Yes. Only thing you take in yourself. Amen. That's why the prophet said the greatest enemy of William Branham is William Branham. Not your wife, not your friend, not your brother, not your neighbor. Amen. Not even the devil. Amen. The devil is not the greatest enemy. Amen. The greatest enemy itself. Amen. Myself. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? Someone can say something against me. Yeah. As long as self doesn't give in, yes. It won't affect me. Yes. Until self signed. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen. You can... Someone can say, no, he did insult me. But that insult will never affect you in any way until you accept it as an insult. Amen. If you say it doesn't affect me, it won't affect you. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? So at the end of the road, it's the self who must be dealt with. Amen. So we see that people were under expectation. And you'll always have received what you expect. I would like every one of you to be expecting something good this morning. Amen. That God is going to do something great. Amen. 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 And when God says something, it's the truth. Amen. And what he said, it's life. Amen. If we apply it, we'll see it. So if we are being to expect something good this morning, we'll get it. We won't go out of this place without receiving what we are expecting for. So these people were looking for something. Under expectation, he said, of something going to happen. This group is not the one who are asking, what is this? They never asked this question because they were expecting this to happen. Amen. So the group which were asking, what is this? They were not expecting something. That's why they were surprised. Oh, I would like to change my text a few minutes and say this. What's the matter today? The people who are looking for him coming is under great anticipation and expectations. Amen. We can feel it, the pressure. And they're asking, watching every move and every sign, comparing it with the scriptures. When they seen all those things that was predicted of him, right up to the end, they know the end was nigh. They wanted to be there, so they watched. If we are expecting something, we have to watch. Do you believe that? Part of the crowd was for him in the minority. Some was against him, most of them. 90% was against him. Minority was for him, but the majority was against him. 90%. And we must know that in every group, even if small, we just have three kind of believers. Amen? And that's about the way it is today in the religious crowd. When it really comes down to the word and Christ, there's about 1% that would believe it. Amen. The other part wouldn't pay any attention to it. No matter what was done, they would pass off some kind of a joke or throw a slam about it. Just about the same. Times, things don't change very much. History just repeats itself around. Well, we found that draw a nervous tension. It has to. It must do it. They were waiting. They were wondering what he would do when he got there. They wanted to be there to get anything that he done. They wanted it. They wanted to see it. They believed it. Others had heard he was coming and they went up there to make fun of him. I don't believe that we are in that group. Amen. So after all the nervous anticipation, a very unusual day, very unusual time, church asleep, the people's nerve was on edge. There was so many people there, and then it happened. Amen. Then it happened. People were expecting for something to happen, and then it happened. Amen. And I believe it happened. Amen. In this age, it has happened. Amen. Do you believe that? Amen. It happened. For us, it's history. Amen. But we want to speak on that. Yeah. They were waiting for something to happen, and it happened. Amen. And in this day, my subject is not what is the attraction on the mountain. It's on this mountain. Amen. Sunset Mountain. Amen. Are you with me? Amen. This mountain. Yes. And something happened. Amen. Do you believe that? Amen. And he said, on top of Mount Olive, that's how it happened, come a little white donkey coming. On top of Mount, it was not in the valley. Amen. On top of a mount.
Amen.
Always on top of the mount. Mount Olive, came a little white donkey walking down the hill with a group of people fanatically screaming, pulling off palm leaves off the trees, throwing the cloves in the road, screaming, screaming. Some of us are afraid of screaming. When someone screams, and listen, there were people fanatically. It was not that they were serious, no, 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 no. They were not disciplined. They fanatically. This kind of, can you imagine what was going on? A little white donkey coming down with someone on it, and a group of people around. Fanatically. Amen. You must be fanatically. Amen. Excited about the Lord. Amen. You must come out of yourself. Amen. Be able to scream. Amen. For the Lord, shout. Amen. One time I was preaching, I think maybe I told you this, in Durban. Among my friends, Indian friends. Sorry, in South Africa, we speak about Indians, blacks. Eh? It's not a problem because that's what we inherit from apartheid. So it's normal. Between us, we speak like that. It's not. So I was preaching among my friends. They are so quiet. Then the pastor is a friend, a big, great friend, big friend of mine. And he said, you know, you blacks, when you preach, people are excited. They shout, they scream, they jump up and down. That's your culture. But we, our culture, you know, people are quiet. I say, no, 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 that's a big lie, Pastor. Because I've seen you in the cricket stadium. You are not so quiet. You are more excited than the blacks. Well, only when it comes to church, then you become, what culture you do want to take about? Don't tell me that Elvis Presley was a black man. Come on, church. Amen. It's not a matter of culture. It's a matter of the heart. Where your heart is, your joy will show. The things you are excited for. But when it comes in the church, you become disciplined. These people were fanatically. Amen. Ah, that is a fanatic. No, it's a fanatic. But this is what is happening. Fanatically screaming, pulling off plums, leaves off the trees, throwing their cloves in the road. I don't know what happened. Because if someone can take his cloves and throw it on the road. Can we do that? If the first one will try, they'll take him to the hospital straight away. If you this show how we expect, when you expect something and God is doing it, you show it. Amen. Your joy, your being will be involving. Amen. You can't be here absent of spirit. You are here only by the body. But your spirit's out. No, you must be involved. Everything must be into the Lord. That's how you receive something from the Lord. That's what Jesus said. If you want, you can't become like a child, a little child. You won't get into the kingdom of God. Do you see how the kids play? How they're excited? They don't take care of you. And every time you tell me, shout, hey, yes. Shut up. But Jesus commanded us to receive the kingdom like them. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen. You must have joy about the kingdom of God. For you to get into it, you must be excited like a child. You have been adults too much. Now God wants you to be a child. Yes, can you say amen? Amen? No adult will get into heaven. That's what Jesus said. You receive the kingdom as a little child. Can you say amen?
Amen.
The little child will see it happy. He rejoicing. He doesn't care anyone is around him. What people think about him. He just rejoices. And if you receive the kingdom of God with joy, what do you do? You don't take care. You don't take care of someone around you. Whatever you think about you, it's not your problem. Can you say amen?
Amen.
As long as you rejoice.
Amen.
It was not Jesus who told them, scream.
Amen.
Shout. It was automatically done. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Because they were expecting for a scripture.
Amen.
And that scripture, when it happened, they have to do everything that was in the scripture.
Amen.
The scripture said what? Rejoice.
Amen.
Shout.
Yes, sir.
Daughter of Zion.
Yes,
can you say amen?
Amen?
They could not say no. Do you know the scripture is fulfilled? And then they were quiet. They're around Jesus. No. The scripture said
yes.
When you come,
amen.
The daughter of Zion must shout.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Oh my. This is wonderful.
Yeah.
Hosanna to the son of David that comes in the name of the Lord. This little mule, his rider, was none other than God's anointed Messiah of the hour.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
God's anointed Messiah of not a past tense Messiah.
Amen.
The God's Messiah of the hour. It's very easy to believe in God of history. But the God of today.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And we believe that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Then God anointed Messiah of the hour. God then. What was he doing? What is the attraction up there on the hill? It's God making history. God fulfilling prophecy. And that always causes an attraction. It brings all the critics up. So don't expect that you won't be criticized when you leave the word of God. You must expect that They must be there to fulfill their part.
Amen.
And you too must fulfill your part.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
The vultures of this morning message, the eagles also, see, they come together to find out what is going on. Some coming for curiosity. That's how you say it? Curiosity. Some coming to find fault. Maybe someone this morning is there to find a fault. You'll find it. Others coming to criticize. To God is a good God. You come to criticize, he gives you something to criticize. You come to make fun, he gives you something to make fun. So everyone will be saved according to his expectation. Some who comes to get something from God, they'll get it. Amen.
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
That's all kinds gather, as we said this morning. Believers make believers and unbelievers. What's on the mountain? Prophecy is being fulfilled.
Amen.
I want to speak on a prophecy that has been fulfilled.
Amen.
You'll see at the end of this that these people knew the scriptures.
Amen.
You can't expect something you don't know.
Yes.
They read.
Amen.
And they were waiting for this. And when they saw it happened.
Amen.
It excited them.
Amen.
It gave them joy.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So we too, we must come expecting.
Amen.
waiting for something. Then he said, now in the book of Zechariah, they read in the book of Zechariah, 9th chapter and the 9th verse, Zechariah, one of the prophets, spoke in the spirit saying, rejoice greatly. Rejoice greatly. He didn't say rejoice little. A little. Rejoice greatly. Oh, daughters of Zion, shout. Can you shout? Can you rejoice greatly? A believer is someone who must rejoice. You must rejoice for no reason. For no reason, you just rejoice. Don't rejoice only when things are good. Only when things are going into in your way. No, you rejoice. Because a merry heart does good like a good medicine. That's what the Bible said. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? The Bible said the joy of the Lord is my strength. When you rejoice, you get energy. You are energized. Sadness is taking away your energy. Joy gives you energy. Can you say amen? That's why God wants you to rejoice. I say rejoice. And again rejoice. And again rejoice. Can you say amen? Don't rejoice when your answer is your request is answered. Even when it's not answered, rejoice. Amen. Rejoice. Don't let anything rob your joy. Don't let any situation, no circumstance, should affect your joy. Because joy is not a fruit of money. Joy is not a fruit of car. Joy is not a fruit of marriage. I get into this marriage to have joy. Who told you that marriage gives joy? Can you give me a verse where they say joy is a fruit of marriage? Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. Can you say amen? As long as the Holy Spirit is in you, joy is there. Can you say amen? And I thank the Lord. Very wise. He knows where to put joy. So that no one can be able to rob it. He put it in your heart. Can you say amen? Amen? Who can come into your heart and rob your joy? Not even the devil. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? So don't let anything rob you from your joy. Rejoice. For no reason, rejoice. You just sit there, you start rejoicing. Thanking the Lord for saving your souls. Thanking the Lord for electing you. Thanking the Lord for sending Malachi 4. Hallelujah. That's why we sing, count the blessing of... count what? Can you sing? Can you sing, please? Oh, may God bless you. Yeah. Hallelujah. You can sing it perfectly. Now I want you to do it. I know you have never done it. I'm sorry. Maybe you tried, but you didn't name one by one. If you start counting them and then naming, before even you reach to the third one, you'll start rejoicing. Yeah. Can you say amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you start counting all the blessings, my God, you'll be a happy man. Can you say amen? Our problem, we count the cases. We count the problems. We count the hardships. And when you start counting them, they rob your joy. Can you say amen? Oh, that's not my subject. Let me go. I'm off. He said this. Now, what was the matter with those scribes? What was the matter with those priests? What was the matter with those religious people? This was written for 487 years before it happened by a vindicated prophet and was already put into writings and called the Bible, the scrolls of the Old Testament. Why couldn't they see that that prophecy being fulfilled? The same reason they can't see it today. They took the word of God and made it of none effect to the people by teaching for tradition, for the doctrine of men. And if scribe, preachers, ministers, spiritual men, so-called anointed ones, would only read the Bible, they wouldn't be wondering what's taking place. Amen. They would know what it is. Amen. History was being made. Amen. Amen. You daughters of Jerusalem, you daughters of Zion, rejoice, shout, scream out, for your king comes to you, meek and lowly, humble, riding upon the fall of an ass. Rejoice. Amen. When this happens, this prophecy will bring joy and accept a supreme joy. Because God knew, as I told you in Proverbs 17, he said, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. In French, it's very well written. A merry heart does good like a very good medicine. Very good medicine. But a broken spirit drives up the bones. So you must be careful. There are people who suck your joy. Just when it comes with a broken spirit, your joy is gone. But there are people, even when they find you down, they'll bring you up. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? You must like to be around those kind of people. Amen. Amen. Now, the prophet said, it was unusual. This was unusual. And say, what? He never heard no sound, but he looked and seen an unusual thing up on top of the mountain. It was unusual. God was trying to attract his attention. So, the attraction, it's there for one reason. To attract your attention. Because your attention is very important. Whatever you put your attention on will grow, will expand, and will affect you. When you put your attention on something, straight away your feelings follow. That's why Jesus said, when a man look upon a woman to lust after the prophecy, he put his attention. He has committed adultery in his heart. What is heart? Feelings. When the feelings got involved for God, you have committed adultery. Even if physically you didn't do it. Because every time you put your mind on something, it's get the emotions or feelings got involved. Amen. So God wants to attract your attention. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen?
That's the only way he can get your heart.
Amen.
When he got your attention. Do you believe that?
Amen.
And he said, that was the attraction at Jerusalem, at the religious headquarters. This was a religious attraction. Not an Olympic attraction. Not a politic attraction. Not a game attraction. It was a religious, because it was happening in the religious headquarters. Jerusalem. Can you say amen?
Amen?
So it has something to do with religion. And this is now where I want to start my subject. He said, behold, thy king is coming unto thee, is just, and having salvation, lowly, riding upon an ass. The king riding upon an ass. And he said, that's what the attraction was. So the king upon the ass became an attraction. Because if the king is in the Mercedes, it won't attract anyone. Because it's normal.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
If you see an escort of, how we call them?
Motor,
going around the king, no, it's normal. But if you see the king on the bicycle, then it becomes an attraction. Everyone want to look. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Because the king was upon an ass. The ass was the mean of transportation for the poor.
Amen.
When the poor want to move, they move on the ass. And this is the king.
Amen.
Instead of moving on the chariot, instead of coming with chariot, he's coming upon an ass. Can you say amen?
Amen?
And that is the attraction today too.
Amen.
The king upon the ass was the attraction. And the prophet said it was on the Mount Olives, like there was another attraction on Mount Sinai, on Mount Nebo. And he said those mount top experience.
Amen.
So, a mountaintop is speaking about a higher experience. So, this was a higher experience going on. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And the king riding upon the ass becomes an attraction. So, I was wondering how the king on the ass would be an attraction. Then I say, let me go into the Bible and check first what is about the ass and about this king. So I start with the ass. And the first place I saw that the ass was mentioned is in Genesis 22, verse 3 and 5. When God said to Abraham to go and sacrifice Isaac. And Isaac was the type of the coming
amen.
Messiah.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Abraham, the type of the father,
amen.
Going to sacrifice upon a mountain
amen.
The son.
Amen.
And Abraham put Isaac on an ass.
Amen.
The Bible says, and Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass.
Amen.
And took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and cleft the wood for the burnt offering, rose up and went unto the place of which God hath told him. And then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And verse 5. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide here with the ass. And I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. This was like a lie. He knew that he's going to sacrifice Isaac. But he prophesied by faith that we'll come back talking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Can you say amen? Say, me and the lad will go and worship, but you and the ass, you are excluded from worship. So the ass was excluded from worship. Can you say amen? Do you know that the ass was among the unclean beasts? Maybe you don't understand why the Pharisees were angry with Jesus bringing the ass to the temple. Because the ass was one of the unclean beast. Are you with me?
Amen.
Deuteronomy 22 said, 10, thou shalt not plow with an ox and an ass together. So we know that plowing means service for the Lord. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Because the field, we know what is it.
Amen.
So the ass was excluded from the service.
Amen.
Divine service. Excluded. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And Jeremiah 22 said, 18, 19, therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning Joachim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah. They shall not lament him for him, saying, oh, my brother, oh, my sister. They shall not lament for him, saying, ah, Lord, oh, ah, his glory. He shall be buried with the burial of an ass. Drawn, cast forth beyond the gates of Jerusalem. So Enos was not allowed to be buried in Christ. In Jerusalem. If he died, he must go out. Bury him out of the gates of Jerusalem. Excluded from worship. Excluded from service. Now, even can't be buried into Jerusalem. That's what the Bible said in Ephesians chapter 2:12. That at that time, you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. We are the asses. We were the unclean beasts.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Alien from the commonwealth of Israel and stranger from the covenant of promise. Having no hope and without God in the world. Now you can start seeing why people could rejoice when they saw Jesus upon the ass. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
You find that all the scripture we're reading are against the ass. Did you notice that? No scripture is for the ass. All the scripture we read. I left some for gaining time, but you can check. Even in the First Samuel, they say, oh, the asses of Kish, Saul's father, were lost. So all the scripture seem to be against. But praise be to God.
Amen.
There is a breach.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Exodus 13, 12, 13 said this. Thou shalt set apart unto the Lord all that openeth the matrix, and every firstling that cometh of a beast which thou hast, the males shall be the Lord's. And every firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb.
Amen.
Can you say amen? Every firstling of an ass,
amen,
thou shalt redeem with. Jesus, who is Jesus? Behold the Lamb of God. Can you say amen? Amen. So the Lamb was coming upon an ass to redeem. Because Exodus 13 should be fulfilled. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say praise the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. Now let's put it like this. The Samaria church age. The prophet said, the church too has departed from what we originally was. She's a hybrid. That is the church nominal is a hybrid. People say, I'm a Baptist. It wasn't so in the beginning. I am Methodist. It was not so in the beginning. Instead of straight word, the word of God, instead of the spirit-filled men in the church who were led by spirit-given revelation, they are now creeds and bylaws and the educated guesses of educated men. Learning has taken the place of revelation. Reason has replaced faith. Program has replaced spontaneous praise in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It wasn't so from the beginning. The whole species has changed. It has become a hybrid church. And then, when the church becomes hybridized, will it produce pure Christians? It can't. The life or a seed that brings Christians to birth is not in them. Like brings forth like. The Baptists bring forth more Baptists. And they act like Baptists. Methodists bring forth Methodists. And they act like Methodists. Not one is known by the power of God. Nor can they be for it's not there. They are known by their ceremonial worship of God. And their creeds and dogmas. Talk about a hybrid. Do you know the most famous hybrid in the world?
Amen.
It has been with us for ages. It's the mule. It is a cross between a donkey and a horse. Can you say amen?
Amen.
It is a funny kind, because donkey is an ass. It is a funny kind of animal. He can't reproduce himself. He has no life that can do that. Yet, talk about work. He can outwork the horse or the donkey. But watch his nature. He's stubborn. You can never trust him. He's a perfect picture of hybrid religion. A cross between truth and darkness. For the horse is a type of the true believer. And the ass, a picture of the unrighteous one. What is the attraction upon this mountain? Can you say amen?
Amen.
Us is the type of unbeliever. Amen. Unrighteousness. Unrighteousness. Amen. He said, mix them and you have a sterile form of religion. It isn't the seed of life. It is dead. It can talk about truth, but it can't produce it.
Amen.
It doesn't have God in the midst. Yet it gathers together and talks about God and all the while systematically deny the power. They will deny the word in the very name of the Lord, and there is never any hope of them. Do you realize that no organized religion ever had a revival, never? Then he said, once they organized, they died. They can't ever come back. No, sir.
Amen.
I can show you that in type. In Exodus 13:13. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Then he said, every firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb. If thou wilt not redeem it, then thou shalt break his neck. And all the firstborn of men among thy children shall thou redeem. See, the ass can be redeemed.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Every miserable sinner can be redeemed by the blood sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Or in rejecting Christ, be rejected himself. Can you say amen? Amen. But you don't redeem the mule. There is no redemption for him. There is no blood for him. There can't be, because the mule takes refuge in the church, while the ass takes refuge in the blood.
Amen.
Can you say amen? Amen. Praise be to God.
Amen.
The mule has no seed in him that can be quickened, but the ass has a seed.
Amen.
Can you say amen? Amen? So we were this ass. We were typed by this ass. This ass was representing us.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
For the first time, they saw an ass coming to the temple. People were saying, what is this? Can you say amen?
Amen?
What is this? Because we know what the scripture says about the ass. But they didn't read Exodus 13:13. Can you say amen?
Amen?
They didn't see that God has opened a way, a bridge for the ass. Can you say amen?
Amen?
There was no hope for us, but Jesus Christ, the Lamb, the perfect Lamb of God, came to redeem us. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you appreciate him?
Amen.
And he said, you see the unbeliever, the ass, find his refuge in the blood. Can you say amen?
Amen.
In the blood of the Lamb. Because the one was worthy. Who's worthy? It was only the Lamb. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Can you say amen? So God doesn't look at you at all. God looks at your Lamb. Can you say amen? God doesn't look at your, how you call them, weaknesses. When they brought a Lamb, the priest won't look at the worshiper. He look at the Lamb.
Amen.
If the Lamb is perfect, that's enough.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
If your Lamb this morning is perfect,
amen,
that's enough.
Amen.
Don't look at yourself.
Amen.
You'll never be able to overcome the devil when you look at yourself. When you look at the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God,
amen,
then you can have strength,
amen,
to fight the devil,
amen,
to overcome him.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
As long as you are in this flesh, you'll have weaknesses.
Yes.
You'll have ups and downs because you are still in this flesh. But if you look at your Lamb,
yes,
that's enough. Can you say amen?
Amen.
First link, and we are the first link. We are from the family of the first link, the firstborn. Can you say
amen?
Can you say amen? And to redeem something is to bring it back to its original state. So it means that this ass originally was not an ass. Hallelujah!
Yes.
Originally, this ass was, because bringing something at its original and if position, and if the Lamb is going to take the place, take your place, so that you take his place, you become the Lamb. When God looks at you, he doesn't see you. He hears your voice, but he sees the Lamb. Can you say amen? He can't condemn you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Is it possible? Yes.
Right.
You can even have the blessings,
yes,
of the one he's looking at.
Yes.
That's what happened with Jacob and Esau.
Amen.
The voice,
yes,
was Jacob's.
Yes.
But the skin,
yes,
the skin, can you say amen?
Amen.
Was Esau. And Jacob received, because of that, he received the blessings.
Amen.
You must know that if God makes a mistake, it's an eternal mistake.
Yes.
No way to change it.
Oh.
No way to change it. When Esau came, he said, Father, he said, bless me. He said, oh, who came here before you? I gave everything to him. He said, please. He could not take back. He said, I have blessed him so he will be blessed. Can you say amen? Amen. Didn't you keep some few? He said, no. I emptied everything. Can you say amen? And I believe the scripture says the same thing, that we are blessed with all. Not a part of it. All. Spiritual blessings. Can you say amen? Not a portion of it, but all. Can you say amen? We are blessed. We are blessed. We are blessed. Even if you feel like you are not, you are still blessed. It doesn't depend on your feelings. It doesn't depend on what you are living, experiencing. It depends on what he did before the foundation of the world. You are blessed. You are blessed. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? No, I don't see that in my life. No, your life must catch up with the blessings. That's all. Can you say amen? You are already blessed. The only thing, catch up. Can you say amen? Catch up with your position. Catch up with your true status. Amen. Brother, I believe strongly that God can't redeem. And the prophet said, the only redeemable people, they are those who were there before. If you were not there, you'll never be redeemed. So you were there, not in the beginning, before the beginning. That's what I believe strongly, according to the Bible. And the message, we all of us were in the mind of God. And in the mind of God, everything is perfect. The thought of God are eternal. Like God himself is eternal. The thought of God are perfect. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? That's why today, you are justified. Because to begin with, you never done it. And if God says that we did, we have never done it, and we did, he's a liar. And God can't lie. Amen. If he say we never done it, we never. Amen. And that's the truth. Yes, even if, Brother Joseph, I lied yesterday, just yesterday. But God, when he justified you, he said you never done it. Amen. You know why? Because in the mind of God, before anything, before any atom, God, we were in God. Amen. As attribute. Amen. And there we had a conference. The conference of the attributes of God. So we were talking, and God was speaking to us, telling us that, guys, all my attributes, I'm going to tell you something we are going to do. Amen. Say what? We're going to play a drama. We're going to play a drama. And I've chosen to play that drama so that I can express myself, my attributes. And we'll call that drama, the title of the drama, we'll call it The Plan of Redemption. So, in that drama, every one of you must have a part to play. I have my part to play. You too, you have your part to play. Me, I'll play the part of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost, of the great physician. Can you say amen? Of the healer, peacemaker. Can you say amen? Of the comforter. Can you say amen? And if I have to play the part of a physician, someone must play a part of a sick people. Because you can't have a physician without a sick man. Can you say amen? So you guys, you'll play that part of sick people. If I have to play a part of a savior, Someone must play a part of a sinner. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? So we must go down on the earth and play the drama so that I can express all my attributes. And at the end, I will bring you back. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Do you love him? Do you appreciate him? Say, I'll bring you back. And then the prophet said, we didn't want to do that, to be that, to be a sinner. We refused. So no, we can't. How can we, being perfect, go and become sinners? And what assurance you give us, you can give us that you'll take us back. After you lose us, you'll take us back. Then he said, no, I'll come and die for you. Then we said, no, you'll die. Even when you'll die, Judas want to be saved. That's not a guarantee. Your death. You must give us something. Can you say amen? Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? So he gave all the suggestions. We refused. Then someone at the back of the wall there said, me, I got a suggestion. And I think it was Malachi 4. Say, I got a suggestion. I got a suggestion. Say, what? He said, no, you know, you are a rainbow. You are a rainbow. A circle, rainbow. Complete. The only thing we ask you, you just divide in middle. You take one part, you put in us. You keep one part. So we are sure that without us, you are not complete. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? So when you lose us, we know for sure that you'll be obliged to bring us back home. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. That's why the prophet said, that's why you can see only one part of the rainbow. Where is the other one? In your heart. In the half. Can you say, hey? Hallelujah. 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 When he did that, say we say, okay, that's good now. Now we can go. We can go. We know that you won't stay alone. That's why God wants fellowship. Because he knows that a part of him is in you. Can you say amen? Then he said, before you go, be sure that you play it perfectly. Amen. When you sin properly. Because I don't want that devil to know that it's a drama. Don't let anyone discover that it's a play. So the only way you can do it properly, I want you to leave your suit here, your theophany. So when you leave your theophany, you forget. You can't remember. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. When you see people going to play a drama, when they arrive at the hall, you call it hall or what? They go behind the curtain and they change. When they come from home, they got ties. They got a suit like this. But when they go back, behind the curtain, they took off the proper clothes, and they put on the mask for the drama. So we left our theophany behind the curtain, beyond the curtain of time. Can you say amen? And this one is a mask. This is not Joseph Lubanza. It's like it's just a mask. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? The real Lubanza is beyond the curtain, in the other dimension. The theophany, can you say amen? Can you say amen? So when we come with this mask, we start lying. Some was drug dealers, smokers, prostitutes. Can you say amen? But the drama must come to the end. When the drama comes to the end, it's a drama. It's not a reality. Can you say amen? The play players, the actors, they go beyond the curtain. And when they go beyond the curtain, they change. They wash and they change. Then they come back in front of the audience and they start introducing them. This is Brother Adam in the role of the son. What you call? Fils déchu. Fallen. Fallen in the role of the fallen son of God. Then Adam will do this. Hallelujah! This is Sister Eve in the role of adulteress with the serpent. Can you say amen? This is Brother Joseph Lubanza in the role of a liar. Can you say amen? The drama is at the end. And this message has come to show us that we are at the end. We are going back to our theophany. You are here because you heard from your theophany. Your theophany is pulling you back, telling you that it was a drama and it's finished. Can you say amen? Too much thing to say. We'll continue next time. Shalom. God bless you.
I'm not going to dare or attempt to say anything. I think we just need to worship the Lord. Let's sing that song, I'm Justified. Justified. Let's sing. Let's just give the Lord really worship. Really did appreciate that. That's wonderful. I've never heard anyone express the plan of redemption in such a wonderful way. We really do thank the Lord. Hallelujah.
I was sitting alone and wondering
about what I'm supposed to do.
In either times I made mistakes, he knew, but I knew that deep in my soul I felt sorry. Honest, I do.
So
I cried and said, forgive me, Lord, forgive me again. Oh, justify, oh, justify. You have not done it in the first place. You justify, justify, justify. Oh, justify. You have not done it in the first place. You justify. So often I'm discouraged when I count the time I fall.
Cause he
promised I'll be victorious. Then I know I am not at all. Then I heard an eagle scream its voice. In the first place you justify. Oh, justify, oh, justify. You have not done it in the first place. You justify, justify, justify. Oh, justify. You have not done it in the first place. You justify. He looked at your perfect picture without blame, spot or wrinkle. He didn't look at you where you are now. He looked from eternity. He said you just dropped in that body
to bypass your
theophany.
You have not done it
In the first place you justified. Oh, justified. Oh, justified. You have not done it. In the first place you justified. Justify, justify, justify. You have not done it. In the first place you justify.
Justify,
oh justify. You have not done it. In the first place you justify, 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 who justify.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. How do you feel today? Are you glad that you're one of them? Ah, friends, you could be one of them. Ah, friend, think about it. Think about the conditions of this day. Think of how people are behaving and the things which they're chasing after. You could have been one of them. We should be glad to say, I'm one of them. Let's sing that song, I'm so glad to sing. Let's sing it a bit faster, brother, not too slow. Amen.
There are people almost there whose hearts are open.
With the Father,
Pentecost, which brings them made and clean. With this burn glory to His name. I'm so glad that I can say,
one of them.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. How those people may not learn, we know
most of
them will receive their Pentecost, baptized in Jesus' name. In our telling now for God,
I'm
so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them, one of them, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. They were gathered in the upper and prayed in His name. Holy Ghost and power for service came. Now what
we
do, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them, one of them, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Come, my brother, take this blessing that cleans your heart from sin, that will start a joy bell ringing and will keep the soul free. Now it's burning. Glory to His name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One of them, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them, one of them, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them, one of them, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Wonderful, Jesus is to me, Counselor, Mighty God is He, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my redeem, my pain is there. Once a slave, now I'm free, free from condemnation. And a full salvation. Now the sins
of my past
have been all forgiven, and my name is inscribed in book of heaven. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me, Counselor, Mighty God is He, is saving me, keeping me. Rosin and shame, wonderful is my redeemer, praise His name. Living again with my Lord, holy union, day by day, holy sweet communion. Oh, what change in my lovely station. My heart sings for joy and
gladness.
Sadness, guilt is gone. Peace is mine. Peace like the river. Jesus is a wonderful mighty to deliver. Wonderful. Jesus is to me. Keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my redeem, my praise.
I saw Brother Wilmo take off his jacket. That means it's marching time. When the saints go marching in, I'm going to be in that number. When the saints go marching
in. I am a pilgrim and a stranger, wandering through this world of sin, on my way to that fair city. When the saints go, go marching in,
when the saints
go marching in. Lord, I want to be in that number, when the saints
go marching in.
Oh, I know I'll see my Savior,
if my life
is free from sin. Heaven's door will open for me, when the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in. Lord, I want to be in that. Oh,
the saints go marching in. When the saints go marching in, Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Saints, let's bow our heads. We want to come to a time of prayer. But first, we want to give an opportunity to anybody who's here today who only realizes today that though you're an ass, but you've been redeemed by a perfect lamb. And something inside of you is speaking to you saying, I wasn't supposed to live this kind of a life. I wasn't ordained for these kind of thoughts. I don't feel at home with this kind of behavior. I've heard something speaking from somewhere. There's something calling me home. There's something calling me back to myself, and you wanted to respond. Because the best thing you can do when he speaks to you, the best thing you can do is respond to him. And the best way to respond, let's speak to him now. Let's call upon the name of the Lord. Let's worship him. Pour out of your alabaster box. Pour out what is given to you. Let's come before him in prayer. Pray for yourself. Pray for one another. Pray for your family. Pray for them that are here that need him. And let this be the day that people will say, from that time, it's never been the same. Let's all come before the Lord in prayer. So grateful, Lord. Father, for grace, Lord, and for mercy. Upon this day, Father, I just really do want to bring myself before thee, Lord, upon this day. I just want to rejoice, Father. I just want to count my blessings, Lord, upon this day. I just want to bring myself before thee, Lord, even upon this day. I just want to, Lord, worship thee, Lord, upon this day. To bring it all before thee, Lord. I just pray, Lord Jesus, that you can have perfect attention and move upon thee, Lord. I pray that you can visit you, Lord. I pray your grace, I pray your mercy upon a prayer, Father. For your grace, Lord Jesus, Lord, to be extended unto Lord. Say, give unto me, Lord, upon this day. I pray for the children, Lord. I, Father, Lord, bring them under the token of the blood, Lord. I, Heavenly Father, come in faith to look unto me, to wait upon me, to call upon the name, Father, to dedicate it all upon thee, to bring it before thee, Lord. Even upon this day, Father, let this time, Lord, that you provided, Lord, bless and lead and guide, Lord Jesus, his mother, son, Lord. Father, may the praise be given unto thee, Lord, as I look to thee. Just want to worship thee and wait upon thee, Lord. Father, we just want to worship thee, Lord. Father, bring ourselves before thee, Lord. Let's sing that song. The original life. Are you not glad that you're part of the original life? The original word, that's what we believe. It's the truth, saints. It's a wonderful truth. I so much was blessed when Brother Lubanza said, you need to be quickened to catch up with your blessings. Amen. Remember at New Year, we said, what's our motto for this year? Let's quicken our pace. Amen. Let's quicken our pace and catch up with the fullness of the blessings. Amen. Because it's our portion. It's our inheritance, friends. And today he gave us a good dose of quickening. Amen. To quicken our pace another step. So that we can walk in step with the word in this age. That's our desire. Let's quicken our pace by the grace of God.
The original life.
The original seed. The original word. It's what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed. The seventh seal is unveiled. The original sin,
God's attributes were manifested to his bride in this last age.
We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message, and we know who we are and what we are raised up for.
praise the Lord for the original life.
The original life.
The original sin. This is what the scriptures say, that our names are sealed with him, written in the heaven without sin. Yes, we are the anointed, and it is fire
by our God,
who's the original life.
The original life.
Sweet victory is ours. We were chained down in the past. Your jubilee has sounded, and I have responded to our God. Who's the original life?
The original life.
The original sin. Original word. It's what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed. The seventh seal is unveiled.
The original life.
The original seed.
We are called unto adoption, full of authority and power.
Sleeping saints will wake and join us
for translation
in this hour. Gentiles, David, soon be over. Oh, glory,
hallelujah, to our God,
who's the original life,
the original life,
the original sin. Seven seal is unveiled,
the original life,
the original sin,
the original life,
the original sin,
the original word.
It's what I believe, the Son of Man is revealed. The seventh seal is unveiled,
the original light,
the original seal.
I do apologize. Normally we do greet people when they first arrive, not when you're about to leave. So Sister Jessica from Uganda, God bless you, sister. Is that the sister there? God bless you, sister. The sister's living in Donaghmede in Dublin, so welcome, sister. Feel at home as part of the family of God. I'm so glad I can say I'm part of the family of God. Like Brother Lubanza was saying, you haven't seen the real us yet. I haven't seen the real Joseph Lubanza yet. You haven't seen the real me. But I'm looking forward to that day. Aren't you looking forward to that day? We've got a dedication of a baby. Let's be seated, saints. Brother Vlad, Sister Lydia, they've got a little... Jonathan, they want to be dedicated. What a blessing the Lord gives to us. Let's sing, Brother Vlad, start the chorus if you don't mind for us, and let's take the little bundle of joy and commit him back to the one who gave him. The safest hands.
Bring them in.
Bring them in.
Bring them
in from the fields of
sin.
Bring them in.
Bring them in.
Bring the little ones to Jesus.
See what God has done. Remember our sister, Lord, for those years she could be conceived. And our Father, here comes him. Father, what a blessing. How we thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness to your word. How we thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness to your people, to your promise. How we thank for, Lord, that Father, though weeping may last for the night, but joy comes in the morning. How we thank you, Lord, that our light afflictions, Lord, they just be for a moment. But you work in an exceeding way to glory. We thank you, Lord, for this little boy. Father, born in this troubled age, out there, Lord, with this atmosphere of unbelief, with all this demon power, Satanism, Lord, all, Father, this wickedness, Lord, but thank you, Father, he's been born under a token in our house that believes, Lord, that Father has taken the blood of the Lamb.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we just pray, Lord, for the parents, first of all, let it ever be so, Lord.
Amen.
Let them ever be vessels in your hands, Father, to continue to keep him in that secret place of the Most High.
Yes.
Father, to minister to him, to teach him, to train him up in the ways of the Lord. And Father, Lord, this young boy, I bring him up unto thee, Lord, upon this day. We give him into your hands, Father. We give him into your hands, Father. We know that your right hand is the hand of power.
Yes.
We know, Lord, that you said nothing will take us out of your hand. So, Father, we want to commit little Jonathan into your hands. Protect him, Lord. Protect him from illness, we pray.
Yes, yes.
Protect him, Lord, from evil spirits, evil influence.
Amen.
Protect him, Lord, from the malice of men and women. Protect him from the conditions of this day. May he grow up in you. Father, may he follow the faith of his mother and father, Lord. May he be a reflection of what a young child can be in this day. Father, that's why we bring this little boy, Jonathan, back unto thee. We commit him into your hands, Lord. We dedicate him to thee, knowing, Lord, it's the greatest thing that we can do. Father, we thank you for this blessing, giving it back to you now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Does anybody have a request as we close? Songs. Anybody? A favorite? Yes, let's stand, let's sing As I Journey Through the Land. It's been a wonderful time, saints. Do appreciate Brother Joseph. Thank you so much for ministering a mighty blessing today. And may the Lord continue to bless you as you move into the second 50 of your life. May the Lord bless you for that.
As I journey to the land,
singing as I go, pointing souls to Calvary,
to
the Prince of
Glory.
Many arrows pierce my soul from without within, but my Lord leads me on.
then to sing forever. Close to him, he will give me life. Satan snares may vex my soul, turn my thoughts aside. But my Lord goes in, leads forever beside.
Oh, I
want to see him look upon his face. To sing forever, always saving grace on the stage of glory.
Let me lift my voice.
My Savior, thee, leading in the fight, with a tender hand I'm reached toward the valley, Lord. Guiding me, I can see as I onward go. Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Then to sing forever, always saving grace, on the steps of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares of past, home and last, ever to rejoice.
When before me
billows rise from the mighty, directs my body of safety keep, and he leads me gently on through this world below. He's the real
friend to me.
Oh, I love him so.
Oh, I
want to see him look upon his face. Sing forever
of his saving
grace on the stage of glory. Let me lift my voice. Cares of past, whom it lasts, ever to rejoice. Oh, I want to sing.
Look upon his face.
River of his saving grace on the stage of glory. Let me lift my voice. Kiss all past, though it last, never to rejoice.
Hallelujah. Ever to rejoice. Just one announcement, just next week, Saturday. In the afternoon, 3 o'clock or so, we'd like to meet here with all the musicians and anybody responsible for sound, please. We'd like to have a special meeting here to speak about sound and music. So it's 3 o'clock, musicians and sound. And then the following week on Friday, just to forewarn and announce, we want to have a special meeting for youth, but everyone's invited. But we just really would like to ask the youth to really be involved in that meeting, that you get your gifts and talents ready for that meeting, not this Friday, the following Friday. And also, the young song leaders can come and lead the songs. And let's have a meeting focused on the youth. So let's really pray about that. Not this week, the following week. I think Brother Max won't be. I'm sorry about that, Brother Junior. He's going to be away for a while, but he'll be in prayer for that, I'm sure. Let's pray before we dismiss, saints. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. Father, surely Jesus keeps all his appointments, Lord. And upon this day, we came to your house with an expectation. And Father, you've more than met our expectations. So Father, we thank you for that, Lord. And each and every one of us, as we'd go from this place, we're going with what we expected to get. And Father, continue to let it be so. Father, bless your servant, Lord, that has so faithfully given himself into your hands. Guide him and lead him, Lord. Prosper him, Lord. Bless him in this year that lays before. Bless his plans. Bless his ministry, Lord. Bless his family. Enlarge his borders, Lord. Father, continue to lead him and guide him higher and higher. Use him for your glory, we pray. And each and every one of us here, every request that we have, every need that we have, we bring it up unto thee, Lord, at this time. Every sickness, Lord, Father, we look unto thee. Lord, the greatness of your attributes, Lord. Express yourself, we pray, Lord. Father, them that are seeking for salvation, Lord, that darkness is still upon their soul, that they've never recognized who you are and they've never recognized who they are. Lord, we pray upon this day, drive back the darkness, Lord. Father, let the light shine in, we pray. Father, let there be a time of deliverance, Lord, the acceptable time of the year inside of every soul in this place that doesn't know you. And Father, every other need, financial, Lord, Father, you are Jehovah Jireh. Father, you've never failed your people. Father, you promised to minister to every need. Father, we trust in you. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for all that you have done. And we thank you for all that you shall do, Lord. And any other situation that there would be, we bring it into your hands, Lord. Go before, Lord. Father, smite the enemy, Lord. Scatter the host of the enemy, Lord, is out as I put him to flight, Lord. Bring a confusion, Lord, in the camp of the enemy, we'd pray, Lord. Father, Lord, sound forth the trumpet. Let us continue to go forth. And may your blessings, Lord, may you quicken us to your blessings in a deeper way in this year. Now as we depart, give us safe journeys, Lord. Watch over our children in the schools, we'd pray. Watch over our young people, Lord, as they go to college and do this and that, Lord. Father, you be the one to shepherd them, we pray. And every other, Lord, brother, every other sister, Lord, who wouldn't manage to make it today, we commit them up unto thee. Have mercy upon them. Watch over them, Lord. Bring us back on Wednesday. Bring us back on Friday. Bring us back next week if you would tarry, Lord. And may we continue to worship thee, Lord. We thank you for this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's dismiss with that song. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Don't you love to proclaim it, bruh?